Oh, man, it's synchronized wristband season, everybody. Sweet Jesus.
Get there early.
Oh,
be in your seats.
Don't want to miss Sheila and her drum. All right, listen, we'll get to it in the 4 o'clock.
I was there for that night.
You cannot expect us to open up with Pistons. We do have to open up on a sadder note, Rico. Dream has died. Dream has died. I do feel good that we played a role in it. I feel good that we drove Max Crosby to insanity, that we got Lions fans to flood social media. But Max Crosby has gone on his podcast and basically just said, I hate my life. I'm getting driven to madness by Lions fans. I want to be a writer. I've had it. There'll be no more. You made Max Crosby sound like Winnebago man. No more.
Did we take it too far?
No, not far enough. So listen, now the question becomes, all right, if Crosby's off the board, who the hell can this team get that makes you excited about Lions football and makes you, in your mind, the clear favorite in the NFC? Who is it? And that's the conversation we need to have. And I think a move was made in the NFL. You suggested this. It's a good idea by you, Rico. Okay. We're using DeAndre Hopkins as the barometer. DeAndre Hopkins got traded from the Titans to the Chiefs. And I don't like assessing a player's value for what they did with their current team. I think it's about how they fit with your team. Clearly, DeAndre Hopkins with the Chiefs, a bit of a quarterback upgrade there. Bit of an offense upgrade. It just... I think Hopkins will be impactful for the Chiefs. I think it takes them from being clear, not as good as Baltimore, to maybe as good.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. Are we going to get better or worse than DeAndre Hopkins to address our need?
Mm-hmm.
Edge rusher. 248-539-9797. I'd also say I blame TJ Lang for the dream dying. He didn't do his job.
Didn't work hard enough?
No. He didn't.
Well, you know, he's the Lions sideline reporter, so he has
I don't care. That dead-end gig. He had a job to do. If he truly cared about his hometown, he would have got Max here.
Well, he's the ambassador for the new bowl game.
Please, he's an ambassador for tobacco. To hell with him, his bowl game, and everything associated with him. I want to know, are we going to get better or worse than Hopkins to address our edge rusher needs? 248-539-9797. Go ahead.
I think we're going to get better. I think we're going to get better than Hopkins, because here's what a lot of people, this isn't Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins from seven, 8 years ago. Okay. So he's there because the Chiefs just need some receiving help because everybody keeps getting injured. Xavier Worthy's going to be that deep threat. He's pretty much going to be the guy that gets the first downs for them. But I do think the Lions will go out and get something. I'm so encouraged every time I hear Campbell on our show, on the morning show, talk about, hey, we know we got to do something. Now, there may be a little sense of urgency because you see the Chiefs making a move, and this is what big boys do. Have a need, you fill the need. You don't mess around. You don't play around. You don't try to get some practice squad player. Go out there, and it probably won't cost you any of the first-round picks, so fans can calm down. But you see, guy. I'm thinking probably like Zadarius going out and getting him from the Browns. There's people out there that you can get to fill the need, because what you're not trying to do is replace Hutchinson long term. You're just trying to get maybe 60 to 65% of that, of what he did, the effectiveness.
60 or 65%?
Because, Mike.
Come on, man.
Mike, looking at this for the short term.
Man.
Now, when you put that. Because you're probably not going to get Myles Garrett. That's just not how it really works in the NFL.
You're a liar.
Okay.
come on, man. Kenny, we getting better or worse than Hopkins on an impact level now that TJ failed us?
I would love to say we're going to get better. I just think with this front office, we saw it last season when they were clearly good enough to be a Super Bowl team, them just not do anything and punt. I don't know if that's what they do this year. They might address it. They might nickel and dime their way to addressing it, but I got to see it to believe it with this group. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think you'll be vilified for saying it, to be quite honest.
See, I think they will, Kenny, And your problem, I mean, what? Hopkins went for a fifth-round pick. It'll be a fourth-rounder if they make the Super Bowl or if, depending on how many starts.
How about the Chiefs cheaping out? They could have had Cooper Kupp. They were in conversations with the Rams. They didn't want to give up a two for Kupp.
And see, and that's why I say I think it's going to be better because people are going to see the name DeAndre Hopkins. Like, oh, my God. But this isn't 2017 when he was the man. This is DeAndre Hopkins 2025.
Yeah, but let's be fair. Hop.
He's still good.
Yeah, and I just think the guy's been in purgatory now in Tennessee, right?
He has, Mike, but the skills start to erode. Speed's not quite there the way it used to be. So that's why, yeah, it sounds on paper like, oh, my God, the Chiefs got over.
I just feel like the Chiefs needed a human being.
They did.
With functional limbs.
They did.
To play opposite Worthy and Kelce.
And that's what they got.
Yeah, and he's a high-level contest catch guy. He'll be okay. I'm with you. He's not going to be an all-pro.
Now you got to make sure he's engaged because he can check out at any moment
but he's
and
with
just
the
say,
Chiefs
F this team.
Nah, he's got Mahomes. He's got the Chiefs. He's got a chance to win a ring. If this doesn't engage you, quit. Not you, fair. I'm saying. It's just like.
No. I get what you're saying. But before people are like, oh my God, you got to go and get Miles. Oh, whoa. If this isn't that same D Hop.
Why did TJ let us down? God, he has no life. He has nothing to do. He's got all the spare time in the world. He's retired.
He's got to go to the hockey games and stuff and children's things.
All he had to do.
David knows about
that. I'm telling you, if he would have sent the text that I'd typed on his phone to Max. This would have gone differently.
TJ's going to learn like I did. Never leave your phone unlocked around Mike.
I was just ever. Like, look, are you good if I send this to Max? And I mean, he took those big bear paws and he's like, no. I'm like, what are you scared of? There's nothing bad in there. Just told him to act like a man and come home.
Okay.
Dave, are we getting better or worse than Hopkins to address our needs? Come on.
Based on the track record of Brad Holmes.
Don't say it.
Doesn't make splashy moves. I'm going to say worse.
Come on, dude. You guys are killing the vibe today. Are you serious?
Yeah, that's just what I believe
so
on
give
his track
me,
record.
Give me an example of worse. Like, what is less impactful than Hopkins with the Chiefs? Edge rusher comp for the Lions. Give me that name that you go, that's it? Come up with a name.
I don't know if I would put Za'Darius Smith in that category.
I don't think that's fair.
I think
Za'Darius is
better.
No, he is better that's than better. Hopkins.
Or at least on par with what Casey.
So I'm going to say Aziz would be worse.
Oh, Jalari?
Because he has an injury history.
David, he'll get hurt on his way to the airport.
And that's why I'm saying that would be worse.
TSA screening. He'll careen off the gate and blow his knee up.
Maybe he's got pre-check.
See, I look at Aziz.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You're right. Because if he gets injured, he can't help the team.
He's the type of dude who'll get drilled with the beverage
he's
guard.
He's Davenport.
Okay. He'll be sitting in the aisle seat, blown out kneecap. What happened, beverage guard?
Some kid leans the seat back too far.
No, I will say, though, the airlines need to tone it down a little. They're a little aggressive with that beverage guard. They're clipping people left and right, man.
I think that's how they get back at passengers.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry, sir. Did I hit you?
Man.
Bastard.
Tough in the streets, man. Right. You see people just getting hit-sticked by the beverage guard. Mm-hmm. That would be Ogilary. Yeah.
Call me waitress one more time. Okay.
Whoa. 248-539-9797. David, early returns on the ticket text. TJ failed us. Crosby went on his pod. Lion fans, you were great. You did your job. And he said it. I can't open my phone without Lions fan, Lions fan, Lions fan. Love you guys. Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate that you understood the assignment. But now it seems like the dream has died. And I got to be honest, I think less of Max Crosby. Why do you want to stay with that rat bleep franchise?
Well, that's what just came in. Well, you're a loser for not wanting to come to Detroit. Have fun losing in Las Vegas.
Go now Lions. We start an anti-Crosby campaign. I'm going to start doing political ads against Crosby. Max Crosby hates Detroit. Honestly, the way these ads are structured, you can do whatever you want.
That's true.
Max Crosby hates babies.
Right. Show a picture of him in black and white walking very slowly.
Max Crosby voted to take your automotive jobs. And you're like, wait, he's not even a senator.
He has tattoos. Would you let him babysit your kids?
That's not Max Crosby's real hair. This message was paid for by Rico Beard.
He has too many X's in his name.
Can't trust a guy with two X's.
Getting worse, someone says. Holmes no. has proven that he isn't willing to make the move.
Come on.
At DN, just look at last year.
See, I'm going to stand up for him because we have to stop judging him by last year because I truly believe it's going to be different this year. Because
and that's
I think
the same thing. We're not going to judge Scott Harris on last year.
Yeah.
Okay, clean slate now, Scott. Agree?
Yes.
Brad Holmes, Scott Harris. It's a Spider-Man meme.
No, it is.
2024, I'm not holding 23 against them.
Because for both teams, you entered into new territory. You can't go backwards. Your team doesn't want to go backwards. You have to go out and address. You can't do what you did last year, and I don't think that they will. The fact that they're openly talking about Dan Campbell is free enough to talk about it on our airwaves tells me they're doing something. We may not agree with it because think about it. We didn't agree when they got Jahmyr Gibbs. We were like, oh, the running back thing. It worked out. We ended up looking silly because it worked, at least for now. I don't know if you're going to re-sign him, but it works for now. I think the same will happen. He will go out and get somebody.
Max Crosby hates your mother. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the people. We got to start working in reality now, which is just no damn fun. Hold on a minute now. That's Max Crosby. Did he kind of leave the window open there a little bit?
Let it go.
A little bit.
Let this man go.
I think I heard the same thing.
Big boy did it.
Did you or did you want to hear something?
Big boy did it. So you're saying there's a chance.
Guys, she's left the bar. She hopped in her car. She's gone home. Yeah, but she left the napkin behind. There's nothing on the napkin.
See, here's the text that came in. Here's the text that came in. Hold up. Max said he wants to be a Raider, but
it's a
he
business.
Doesn't have 100% control of the decision. I think there's still hope.
So you're saying there's a chance. But the reality
is irresponsible. I just want to let both of you know. Go Woo. Ahead.
Woo. Come on. He left. He left that door ajar. Come on now.
Mm-mm.
Listen, can't you just let me live?
Oh, kick it open.
That's not a door ajar if you're kicking the door open.
Can we agree the door's not locked?
The door is not locked. Okay. It's closed. It's not locked.
Look, I don't want to live in a world where I'm pining for Harold Landry. I mean, it made so much sense. Why do the things that make the most sense, the perfect fits in sports, never happen? You ever notice that? You always have a great line when we're talking about the NBA. The trades that make the most sense and are talked about the most never Correct. Happen. Why? Why is that? Why can't we have that magic and go win the Super Bowl and then it's all over?
Because honestly, Mike, I think a lot of GMs want to show people they're smarter than that. You came up with a deal, but just wait. I can do something one better than that.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks good that this guy's going to go here. But no. I'm smarter than all of you.
So in the new world, a Crosby-less world where love is a myth, are we getting the equivalent of DeAndre Hopkins? Are we going to get that level of impact that what the Chiefs just did, Brad will do that for us? I'm hoping that's the case, but I get nervous. I do. I get nervous. But, David, ticket text, and then we'll get to the callers.
What would you guys think of Keon White? Would that be getting better? He has a handful of sacks, 12 pressures through the first six games.
I wonder what the Patriots' motivation would be to dump a 2023 second-round pick.
That would be giving up a lot.
I mean, real soon. And, again, young player, you've got term, he doesn't make any money. A 22-year-old kid who was a second-round pick 2 years ago, and you're in a rebuild where next year the Patriots can try to win. I don't know. I don't know what their motivation is. I wouldn't be against it. And look, the problem I would have with Harold Landry is this. Just understand, he's a good football player, but he's a linebacker, he's not a defensive end. He barely weighs 250 pounds. So you would create a role for Harold Landry here. like you created one for Melifonwu, like you've created something for Branch. But he is not, in fact, Davenport, Hutchinson, hand in the dirt. That's not going to be what he is. So be careful when you wish for that. That doesn't fill a need. You still need, not to be.
He kind of becomes specialized, is what you're saying.
A bit. Yeah. A bit.
Third and long type of situation, second and long, third and long.
You know, Tennessee plays a lot of odd fronts and stuff, and they're able to single him up and stand him up, and he can go do his thing. I would take him. I'd be happy. But I still think they need a true defensive end. They need an actual, look, that's why we talked about this stuff before TJ failed us. Lions fans, you were great. I love the fact that you were blowing up Max's phone. Good for you.
He could have gotten sweat last year, and it would have put them in a Super Bowl. He did not do it. He's not going to do much of anything this year.
But I'll say this about the sweat thing and the, for a lesser extent, Chase. I don't think that they thought they were as good as what they ended up becoming. They've now seen, guys, we are just as good as any of these other teams that are going to the Super Bowl. So we have to start acting like it. Yes, last year, can't change it. Sweat would have, but they didn't want to pay the price. They were trying to do things on the cheap. But I think now Brad Holmes realized there's a cost to being a great team. And great teams don't do things at the bargain bin. They don't go to the discount rack. You go, you pay full price, or you just buy it and you don't even ask what the price is.
That window is cracked open, boys. I still believe. Another one. That's right, Mike. Hold on to that board. Don't ever let go.
Rose, I love you.
Dead. Mike, are you still there?
Right.
Well, he's frozen.
And you know at some point, Leo was holding on to that board and Rose just went, look, you're going to drag me down with you. And she just took his head and just pushed it under the water. You will have to push Lion fans under the water in order to give up hope.
Brother, I said she is the second most evil villain ever in movie history.
There was room on that board.
Right. She's the second worst person ever in movie history. Jenny from Forrest Gump was the only person that was worse.
Oh, so true.
Thanos had nothing on Jenny.
Oh, hey, I'm back. By the way, I got AIDS and here's my baby. Mm-hmm. Wait, what? And I have to take care of you? You hated me your whole life.
Wait, hold on. And now I'm dead.
Oh, I know you. Now I'm going to die on you and you're a dad. Wait, what? Oh, did you have fun? You were out there doing your hippie thing and whatnot. Oh, hey, look, now I'm a dad. Mm-hmm. Forrest didn't ask for this.
Right. Poor man has sex one time. Oh, and here's your kid. And here I'm dead.
He just wanted to cut the grass.
Right. That's it.
Now take care of me as I die. Wait, what? Forrest Gump, man, that movie is so depressing. So depressing.
It is.
Go ahead.
Max left the door open. It's in TJ's hands now. It's all up to him.
I agree.
Wow.
Hey, listen.
Not happening in the end.
TJ Lang hates his community.
Well, here's a political ad, a couple of them. Max Crosby is anti-puppy, automobiles, and ice cream. Can't win with them.
Crosby voted to take your jobs to China.
Max Crosby took your mom out for a nice seafood dinner and then never called her back.
Hey, oh, Jesus.
Max Crosby colored the grass gray at Eastern Michigan. Can you trust a man?
Max Crosby's a communist.
It's going to be clowny. The Panthers are a dumpster fire, and I'm sure he doesn't want to be here. That is definitely worse.
Oh, man. And he's got guaranteed money. See, I have bias. I'm not a Jadeveon Clowney guy. I would, and I mean it, no smarm. I'd be very interested for Jansen's opinion of Clowney. As a former O-lineman, I think Clowney has always been overrated. He's always been overhyped. He's had a ton of injuries. He's a bit of a dog.
But I think he's just, what, you would only owe him $10 million 1 year if you brought him here for next season.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay $10 million.
Dude, he's a rental. Let him go.
You can. It'd be a $10 million dead cap hit. He's got, Carolina was dumb enough to sign this mutt to a two-year deal.
Yeah, it's a two-year deal, so yeah.
You know what? Half Carolina foot, half the bill.
There we go.
But seriously, I would look at Jadeveon Clowney as just a rental, and that's it. Because right now, there's nothing there. Hutch is gone. He's not coming back. That's somebody who I think can temporarily help you out. Now, pairing him with Hutch long-term, don't see that happening. But for now, it's not going to cost you a first-round pick. Probably cost you like a six-round select. Yeah, you can, a day three pick, make the trade.
I love that you support this guy. I can't wait for Clowney to be here so Rico can complain about him. It's going to be awesome. I'll just sit here silently.
He's taking plays off.
I'm just going to sit here silently. I won't say a word.
Dave, yeah, what am I going to say? I'm out mowing the grass on Saturday. I'm not watching football.
Uh-oh. Do you have a grandmother? Okay. Max Crosby hates her.
We have to do a political
ad. He hates your grandmother.
Max Crosby loves world hunger.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Max Crosby loves eating dogs, someone said.
Oh. Oh. No. Here's Max Crosby eating a Snickers in front of starving children.
Forrest Gump just wanted to put it in the system from Scott Nova.
Jenny.
Oh,
movie,
man.
Is so damn depressing.
Yeah.
What's more depressing, knowing we don't get Crosby or the ending of Forrest Gump? That's a push. Those are right on par with each other. Ding dong, you're a dad, I'm dead.
No.
Cut scene. Max Crosby wants to be a Raider.
The ending of Titanic. Because the grandmother was sitting on top of this diamond as her children, grandchildren are taking care of her. Could have took care of your entire family for a lifetime. Nah, let me throw this diamond back into the water with my booty call.
I'm pretty... Oh, man. Okay. People, we're down bad. We're down bad to start this show. TJ Lang is a turncoat bastard. Max Crosby doesn't love us, but he did leave the window open a little. Just a little. We'll get to the phone calls now. All right, straight to the people. Crosby was driven to madness by Lions fans. I dig it. I love you guys. You want it. You're into it. You know you're on a Super Bowl drive. But TJ Lang failed you. That's the reality of the situation. So let's just get into it. I want to know, are we going to get at least a DeAndre Hopkins level impact at the trade deadline? For you, it's the pass rush. For the Chiefs, it was we need a receiver to open this thing up to help us get where we got to go. Let's go to Mark, Rochester, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Okay. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I just heard you slander Harold Landry. I would like to give my argument on why he should be the guy.
Whoa, I didn't slander him. I like him. I was just saying, come on, Mark.
I got you. I will say, I fully agree with you. They will have to be a special package for him to be in. But we can't look at this move as improving the aggregate of our run defense output. We need to view this move in the frame of, like, it's the Super Bowl. We have Allen on the other side, and we got to sack him. Right, going back to like Reggie White with the Packers, Brandon Graham 2018, Aaron Donald, that's the player we need. So can Landry do that? Last six games, he has 4 sacks. Last 12 games, he had 9.5 before that. Yeah. So in the last 18 games, you're looking at 13.5 sacks. And if you don't like him,
I'll say it very clear. I agree with Mark from Rochester. I like Harold Landry. All I was explaining to people is he's not going to replace what you've lost as a hand in the dirt, you know, set the edge guy. That's all, Mark. But for pass rush, yes, I'm in.
No, you're absolutely right. Here's my proposition. We get Harold Landry. He's signed through 2026, so that's our bookends.
Okay.
We then also make a move, and we go get Calais Campbell to supplement that lack of run defense.
Now you're cooking. Because, Mark, here's the thing. What you're suggesting is not crazy. It is going all in and doing it on a non-first-round pick basis. And you're right. You know, Calais is a man of the year in the league. He's respected everywhere he's gone. He has been a captain of a locker room everywhere. And he's still, in his age 36 season, reduced snap count, can still play effective football. Yes, and they don't grow 6'6", 330-pound guys on trees. Please don't do it.
What do you think it would take to get Calais? Because I'm thinking 7th-round pick.
I think it'd be more than that, but not by much. You know, maybe a 4 or 5. But, no, I mean, Mark, I'm with you. I like where your head's at. And if you're giving me 2 moves that I add Calais to that room and I add Landry, we're winning the Super Bowl. I would absolutely agree.
We're on the same page.
But, Mark, do you agree that it's unacceptable for them to go get some guy who was working at True Value? Like, it can't be that.
Mike, I've been calling into your show since I was 17. I've been screaming, I think, for the past 3 years to go get a pass rusher. The fact that they refused to make a move in free agency, besides Marcus Davenport, who has the injury history, the fact that they refused to address it in the draft, and you see that clip of Brad Holmes going, position? No, we draft a football player. And it's like, dude, you need certain positions to win a Super Bowl. You need certain guys.
Yeah, and if you...
So I think it's absolutely ridiculous, and this is more than just... This is more than just a competency test on how Brad Holmes does over the next 2 weeks. This is a competency test for decisions he also made in the past. And I tell it to all my Lions friends, and they just, I'm a leper. But it's infuriating. Go get a DN.
I know, man. Trust me. I feel the same way about the Tigers with a third or a first baseman. I'm with you. There just comes a point. No, it's a specific need, and I've got to address it.
Right. It almost becomes like spite. No, I'm going to show you I don't.
I like his idea, by the way.
That's a really good idea.
But that right there, I will tell you, if you made those two moves, I would return to a position of, no, we're winning the Super Bowl. This is going down.
But do you think they Calais would actually be on the market?
What's it, man? The Dolphins are toast.
Right, but the Dolphins don't believe that they're toast.
Okay, well, Calais is on his deathbed, professionally at least.
Right, but it's just like the Dolphins believe, hey, Tua's coming back. You know, we could
be hurt again in a week. Listen, if you called the Dolphins...
No. What you're saying is common sense. I'm saying
TJ call up Calais.
Well, how did that work out for Crosby?
Maybe TJ will learn from his lessons.
Or 0-2.
Still be a loser.
Let's throw it back up to the booth.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, Chris.
So before I get to my guys, I think they should go for Mike. I've listened to you with T for a very long time back in the day. I'm a huge New York sports fan, so I listen to The Fan. I'm not trying to promote another station, but Gio, Evan Roberts, Sal, they all have stories about you, and I know you do your show with Boomer. So I just want to say you are still very much beloved in New York.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Great stories. They're all great guys. Love the show. Love your show. So Za'Darius Smith makes sense, but I'm going to go with a mercenary.
Okay.
Michigan fans may not like to hear it, but I'm going to go with an Ohio State guy. I'm going to go with Chase Young. I think he's got the speed that you will need in the Super Bowl, whether it's Lamar Jackson or Patty Mahomes or whatever. I think Chase Young could fit and slide in. He's on a one-year deal.
Yep.
And the kind of player he is, he probably could benefit from playing with the guys on the line. I was just kind of curious what you guys thought about that.
Well, how about this? I'm going to let Rico go first since Chase was on his team to end last season, and then I'll give you my take. Rico, go first.
Okay.
Yeah, Chase is the kind of guy, he's not going to be fully engaged. So I don't know if he fits what the Lions want to do, that culture, you know, giving it your all. You'll never confuse Chase Young with Brian Branch on defense. He's not that type of a person. When he decides he wants to play, Chris, yeah, he can be a difference maker. But he will take a play off, and you won't know he's taking it off until the guy runs past him.
Okay. Don't you think Coach Campbell – of all people, and Aaron Glenn and his grill are the guys that can get the most out of him on every play that he's in there.
If there was a staff capable of doing it, it would be this one.
Right.
My fear is he's on that contract with the Saints for a reason. He didn't play consistent football with the Niners. Now, did he win the game for the Niners against the Lions?
Yes.
Yes. Did he also walk while Jahmyr Gibbs went into the end zone earlier in the game? Yes.
Well, think about this. Even the week before when the Niners played, he took a playoff. I forgot the running back who just ran right past him. He didn't even bother to engage and got roasted for a week in San Francisco and then said, oh, okay, I get it now. You pay me to tackle.
I'm not against it based on he would give them more of what they need, which is a guy that can set an edge. That is 6'6". That is 265. Again.
He's very Clowney-like. You got to light a fire under him every single down.
Unlike Clowney, I won't owe him money next year. And here's the thing. I would trust Brad and Dan Campbell. This is me paying respect. If they make the move to bring you in, we ain't going to be having any of that mess.
Now, do you think that they would do that?
No.
Knowing that, you know, we could have had him last year, and now it looks like we're kind of making up for our mistake from last year?
No.
Okay.
No, I have no faith in it. But
he's got a lot of fire under him.
I mean, I like the creativity by the caller. Because, again, the Saints are going nowhere fast. He's available. He's cheap. He's a rental. You know, it's a lot like that Calais Campbell thing. Mm. You know, if you went out and brought in Calais and Chase Young.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, you would do that.
I'd say, you know what? I've restocked the shelves in my D-line room. I don't need everything from one of you. I need something from both of you. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Look, I start at the top of the list. I'm not unreasonable.
Right.
But it's like
But Calais, I just think the Dolphins don't believe that they're done.
Oh, my goodness.
So the Dolphins would hold this thing up saying, we want more. Like, guys, you're not that good. Yes, we are. Tua's back.
You're on that devil's lettuce. If you're Miami and you think you're in this, you're insane.
They always do.
They suck.
True. These are facts. As you like to say, Mike, both things can be true.
Okay, you win. You win. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to people involved. All right, let's get to it. Touch the table on some college football. David, fashion glasses engaged. Hit the music.
So I can't believe I'm saying this. We are going into week 9, guys. We have one more college football Saturday in the month of October. Like, it's getting to the end.
Thank God.
It's getting to the end.
I can't take anymore.
So let's do this here. I went through and found some college football playoff odds on teams, what their odds are on making the playoff. I'm not going in order of odds. I'm going in order of what I like.
Just promise me, as a part of this presentation, you are going to give us the poverty G4 odds. I need to hear a Memphis, a Tulane, an Army, a Navy, a Boise. That's where to cue it. Hit it, Jimmy. Value.
Well, there is a team involved with that and what I like. Let's start at the sixth team that I like here, which is at plus 400. It is Missouri.
You're right.
Here's why.
Are you mainlining crack again?
Here's why. It's because if you are a person that thinks they can beat Alabama this weekend at plus 400, this would be the time to get it. Because if they actually do it, the odds are better, and now you're worse off for it. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
They're not good, David.
Okay, I'm just mentioning that team, okay?
Okay, I'm out. I'll tell you what, if you want to bet Mizzou, I'll book your bet. I'll pay you the plus 400. Just give me the money now.
Let's go over to the next team in odds. I'm looking at odds only.
Okay.
That I like. This is at plus 190, and this is Ole Miss.
Another team that, first of all, they've blown their shot by losing two games. That loss to Kentucky was terrible. Look at their schedule.
And
I don't know if they're still bought in. They might quit.
Here's why I haven't bought out on them is because they still have the number two matchup against Georgia at home. In about 3-4 weeks, they have that matchup. So that matchup alone being left on their schedule.
Yeah, but they also go to the swamp. I don't love that game for them. Look, and they go to Fayetteville. And I know, Arkansas looked like ass this past week. They've already picked off Tennessee. I need to see that this team still cares.
Yeah. Ole Miss can't lose another game, David.
You're right.
Georgia and Alabama, if you could get to Atlanta in the championship game, certain teams, if you could just make it to the championship game, you're in. Ole Miss has used up all their mulligans.
Here's the other thing.
They don't need a championship game.
This is a Rico Beard team. It's a Rico Beard team in that they are a creation of NIL. And I don't know if you're going to be able to keep everybody together there.
Because, hey,
I got mines. And I love Ole Miss, but damn it, you lost to Kentucky, you idiots.
That is fair. Now, here we go, Mike. You're going to love this next one here.
Okay.
Because they're at plus 600 odds today. It is UNLV.
They have the Go-Go's.
The matchup. This is the matchup of the season for them against number 17, Boise State. They win that game, they're on to the playoff.
Listen.
And why I say it now is because it's plus 600.
They've gotten better once Sluka left school and Haj Malik Williams went to QB. With UNLV, you are getting an offensive coordinator who's got a neck tat, wears a diamond chain that says go-go on it, and wears quarter zips with no T-shirt underneath. You're getting Brennan Marion. Now, if you like that kind of sizzle, that kind of swag, that kind of sauce, UNLV's for you.
See, David, I think this. If UNLV knocks off Boise, it actually helps your schools out. The military academies.
Possibly.
Because I think Boise is the only thing standing in the way of every other group of five team. It's Boise because their best win is losing to Oregon.
Correct.
But they didn't roll over and show their belly.
Yeah.
So If they lose again, I see what you're saying about UNLV.
It's because today their odds are plus six. That's great.
But I would look at Army and Navy. I don't know which is the better between the two. I would have to ask Mike because I'm not going to fall asleep watching that game. But, you know, one of them.
Well, right now, I'll give you those odds right now. Army is at plus 1,000 to make the playoff, and Navy is at plus 1,700.
So Army right must now. Be better.
Yes.
Army is better. I mean, look, what Navy's doing is also different. They're running like the Delaware split T. They run some wild stuff. Watch them this weekend against Notre Dame at MetLife. Army, Bryson Daly. I'll take Bryson Daly over Horvath, Navy's QB. And the way Army is gutting people, you can't stuff them. Like when you're playing a team like Army, stuff rate is what you need. That's what gets you behind the sticks, or it's like, hey, it's second and nine. Army does not allow it. Everything's moving forward. And then they're blasting you with explosives. No pun intended. It just, if you want Navy, remember, you got to beat Notre Dame. It's not good enough to cover. That's a, you know, in the words of Lowdown, Rico.
David, I have one for, I don't know, you know what? I'm going to let you finish your list.
Go ahead.
Mike, David, I have one for you. What if I give you the Jim Costa value Pitt Panthers plus 1,100?
I'm leaving.
See, I was thinking SMU.
Pitt, because
he nailed this. Hold on. You got to look at the scheduling matrix. He's onto it. The way these matchups work, if Miami loses once, which is very possible with that defense, their defense is ass. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Cam Ward can still go full Aiden Chiles. He'll still have a game where he throws three picks. Look, SMU's back from the dead, Rico. They've been a machine the last few weeks. Clemson is in the mix. SMU's in the mix. I can't do it with Pitt. I God bless. If they make it, you enjoy your sport. I won't be a part of it.
They could win the ACC, which means they're automatically in.
See, but the reason why I was leaning at SMU is because they have Pitt in a couple weeks, and then a couple weeks after that, Pitt plays Clemson. SMU only needs one team ahead of them to lose. Yeah. Just give one.
Look, Pitt's got to play Clemson. Pitt's got to play SMU. Yes. I think they go 0-2 in those games. Plus, they're going to Dallas, by the way.
So
nobody marches in the Heinz Field.
Let me give you what I love the most. We're just going to do it now. We're going to give you what I love the most. And I know you may laugh
putting
at it
in the system.
You may laugh at it initially, but it makes total sense when you look at their schedule. Okay. It is Texas A&M at plus 130. They have LSU this weekend at College Station. They win that. After that, they have nothing until they face Texas at home. That's a rivalry game. Now, even if you keep it close, possibly, I'm just saying, plus 130 with the way they schedule as, that's what I would do with Texas A&M.
You know what, David? I see what you're saying.
But he's about to disagree with you. Get ready.
No, I'm going to give you another option. No, only because A&M plays in the SEC. But it just got difficult because their quarterback got injured. Same odds. One plus 130 is Indiana.
Yeah, I saw that.
Indiana.
I don't know, man.
I'm saying because they're a quarterback. But Washington at MSU, Michigan at home, their only tough game is Ohio State. And then they finish with Purdue. So let's just say they lose one. They're either going to be playing in Indianapolis or they're going to be in the playoffs.
I don't think the networks will allow it, but okay.
Yeah, that injury to the quarterback is why I eliminated him from my choice.
You know, put some respect on his damn name. His name is Curtis Rourke.
All right, Curtis Rourke.
The Maple Leaf Missile.
Whose odds, by the way, have increased for the Heisman. They were at plus 6,000. Now they're at plus 3,500.
And here's why the network will allow it, Mike. Where is game day?
This weekend, they're at Indiana.
Yeah, they realize we made a mistake, and maybe we need to jump on board. Just Indiana, to me, is the sneaky play because all things – they got one tough game at Ohio State. Even if they lose it, David, still may be enough 11-1 team they could get one of those final spots in the playoffs.
Well, they still have to face Michigan. And that is your college football blitz.
Wow.